Have you ever read Dandelion Wine, Ray Bradbury's Dandelion Wine?
Well, I know I did, but it's been years.
Oh, man, this is such a downer. Such a downer of a book. Kid discovers that people get old and die, and people have to face their mortality in that book.
Well, it was the 50s. Things were different then.
Yeah, it's good, though. It's good. This week on Dueling Review, we review Daredevil number 600, an oversized anniversary issue bringing you the climax of Mayor Fisk. Daredevil can see the new mayor's machinations coming together, but is he in time to stop them? Guest starring both the heroes and villains of the New York City streets, this huge issue has a surprise ending that will shake the city to its very core. Plus, a look at Foggy and Matt's relationship over the years. Daredevil number 600. Seems just like yesterday we were reading the first arc in this book, and it was labeled number one. A 600-issue arc, Matthew.
I know, and the best part is, it's not 600.
Are you sure? Because I'm pretty sure I'm sure Marvel would know best when it goes through and it tabulates everything up and says, well, first it was this, and then it was this, and then we canceled it for this long, but even then, Daredevil was still in these books, so we got to count them.
Nope.
How many issues is this? How many is this?
This is somewhere in the late 500s, I believe.
The late 500s?
Yes.
Why do you think they get messed up then? You think Marvel would know best and not Matthew sitting in his home in Topeka?
Okay. Marvel's renumbering schemes are a ploy to make us buy comics, to make everything seem like a big event. So you have issue one and you're like, ooh, I got to jump on. And then you have issue 600. You're like, ooh, it's a big anniversary.
But
and then they're
the
like issue one again.
But that's the thing. This is a horrible issue to do a number 600.
It kind of is.
This is a great issue to do issue 599.
I think that it does work up to a point because it really, it's a story that values Daredevil above all else. It really celebrates Daredevil.
Is it the Daredevil Octa Est? Is that how you say it?
It makes all of the other heroes look like schmucks, and it makes the villains of New York look like a bunch of petty little jerks, which honestly they may be. And it makes the Kingpin look like a momentary mastermind and then get shot. So I'm on board with that.
I mean, this, I really enjoyed this issue. Don't get me wrong. I mean, when it opens up with all of the street heroes gathering for a meeting about how they're going to take Mayor Wilson Fisk down. Oh, Mayor Wilson Fisk. I like the sound of that. Oh, sorry. That's my Goldie Wilson.
That's your Goldie Wilson. Yeah.
Sorry.
Back to the Future reference. Steven makes those all the time.
1.21 gigawatts? No, but it's really cool because it starts out with all the street level heroes and Daredevil's like, listen, I heard Fisk talking about a member of all the gang lords and he's going to round him up and he's going to divvy up the city to him. And if we catch him on tape, we got him. And they're like, why do you need us around? He goes, just in case. And of course, just in case happens because Fisk is trying to, do a sting on all the gang lords.
Yep.
And in the same time, all of the heroes in New York have been banned, have been outlawed, have been turned into vigilantes, which they've always been. But now they are persona non grata in the city.
Yeah, they are officially being hunted by Mayor Fisk's au gratin potato force.
I have so many questions about that.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, it turns out that Fisk was double crossing everybody. And he got everybody captured except for Daredevil and except for Spider-Man. Well, I guess Spider-Man was captured. He just webbed his head shut.
Yes, which will last about 2 hours.
2 hours. That's what Fisk even points out. He goes, that stuff doesn't last forever. Either he's going to take it off or we'll cut the mask off. A good story. And then Daredevil shows up to confront Kingpin, and Kingpin just picks up a sledgehammer and knocks the crap out of him. And then Daredevil's thrown into the paddy wagon. I guess I shouldn't say paddy wagon. That's kind of racist. I'm sorry. And then when Fisk goes out to say, I love New York, suddenly the hand attacks and shoots him full of arrows.
Yes, I'm down with that.
Because of the way the law is written, Matt Murdock, who was like the second in charge, is now the mayor of New York City.
And that, I think, is the anniversary moment that they're looking for, because Fisk is not going to be up and running immediately tomorrow.
No, no, no.
I think we're now going to have an arc where Daredevil or Matt Murdock has to try and actually be the mayor of New York. And I think that the whole thing could be interesting.
I think it could be. I really think it could be. Because you know his first act is going to say, oh, look, superheroes are cool. Let all those guys out of jail. All the bad guys, they can stay in jail. And
they can suck it.
Yeah. Oh, so the Wilson Fisk storyline, I don't read that much Marvel stuff, right? So everything takes place in New York, basically, within the Marvel universe, except for the stuff that takes place in space.
Right. Space and New York.
What have the Avengers been doing? Have they been like, I guess we can't go into New York?
They're not in New York.
Well, what are all the heroes that are in New York? Just the ones that we saw? Is that all who's left? Has everyone left the state?
I think Cloak and Dagger are still out there. I didn't understand why Cloak and Dagger didn't show up in this issue. But yeah, the Avengers are no longer headquartered in New York City. And in fact, the last... Well, and it can't be taking place at the same time. The last that I heard, the Avengers were fighting against the Grandmaster, but that's a big giant crossover shmageggy.
I don't know. It just seems weird that there's only like less than a dozen heroes running around.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of does. And the thing that's really freaky is that with the exception of Jessica being freaky strong, Luke being bulletproof, and Iron Fist doing that thing with his chi, none of these guys really have any powers to speak of. I mean,
well, you got what's his name? The kid that was introduced in issue number one.
Blind Spot.
Yeah, Blind Spot. Man, he's made a deal with the devil or something.
I believe Blind Spot is actually working under the auspices of a creature called the Beast, who is behind the Hand.
Ah, and that's why the Hand have unleashed themselves into New York City. I got to say, I love that moment where Fisk gets shot in the chest with an arrow and he's like, what the? And then like, foom, 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 like 500 other arrows just take him out.
Yeah, that is really nice. And that is unexpected because this book has gone into a thing that I like to call cycling in and out of Frank Miller. Mm. And it seems like for, you know, the last 8 or 9 years, you'll have a long arc where it's like, okay, we're not doing Miller, you guys. And then they come back around and go, okay, now we're totally doing Miller.
It's funny that you mention that because at times I felt like the art was doing Miller.
Yeah. Especially the battle on top of the mansion King Pit and his sledgehammer.
Yeah. 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 It was good. I mean, it was well done. I mean, I like the Frank Miller Daredevil run.
I like it too, but you know, it was 40 years ago.
True.
And I would like to see something other, you know, it's like Iron Man isn't always doing Demon in a Bottle and Captain America isn't always doing Nomad, but Daredevil seems to be in a cycle of, we are going to go back to Frank Miller now. And of course, you know, there's the Hand in this issue.
Well, and I guess I don't mind it because, I mean, if everyone else is out of New York, except for these street level heroes,
right,
the Hell's Kitchen gang and Spider-Man,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it makes sense that you're going to have to deal with Fisk as your bad guy. And I like the fact that, you know, he was the mayor of New York. That was interesting because we've read bits of this issue before. And I like that. So I guess I really didn't have a problem with that kind of an influence on here. And I like seeing Daredevil as a street, you know, just a, I don't want to say D-list, you know, hero, but, you know, somebody who is not running around and everyone's like, let's throw you a parade because we saw you buy a churro here today.
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff. I like that he's this, like, he must be feared. He must be mysterious. He's got there's all these other heroes in here that kind of fall into that same thing.
You like it when he's Batman?
No, because I also like when Spider-Man is not. I like Spider-Man when he's rich Peter Parker, and I also like it when he's like, hey, I got to go investigate the gangs. I like that.
So rich like Batman, but fighting gangs like Batman.
No, Matthew, everything doesn't have to be about Batman. I don't know what you have this weird, you know, that saying, the man doth protest too much. You bring up Batman way too much. I think you have some thing with Batman. I think you are the one that secretly loves Batman. And the only reason I know that is because your wife told me you have that Batman poster hanging up in the bathroom. That's the only reason why I bring that up. Sorry, man.
Are you done?
Overall, I thought this was a good issue.
It's definitely got some good moments to it. I do agree with you in that it doesn't feel like a big anniversary thing. Well, the second story does.
Yes. But that feels tacked on, though.
Well, I kind of like the fact that it's there. It feels like this is a normal-sized issue that they added that to try and make it into the big anniversary thing. It feels like this issue was written without the expectation that it was going to be double-sized anniversary issue. Mm-hmm. And the place that it fell in the arc is where it fell, and we're just going to go with it. And so we get the nice Foggy Nelson retrospective at the back, which is good.
I don't know if it's a dollar's worth of comics, though.
It's 7 pages. 7 pages is a dollar worth of comics. If 20 pages worth of comics is $3.99.
Well, I don't think 20 pages worth of comics is worth $3.99.
Well, Marvel certainly does. Yes. Or at least they think that the market can bear.
That goes back to the conversation of, you know, everybody complains that the price is too high, yet they keep buying Wolverine. And so the price is going to continue to be high. And if they jack it up more, people can complain. But as long as they keep buying it, the price is not going to change.
Yep. I hated that miniseries that I bought 4 copies of one issue of. It was terrible.
Yeah. 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 So what are some beyond the Frank Miller influence? Was there anything else that you didn't like?
No, actually, I feel like this is very well drawn, very well constructed. I feel like this is a story that, you know, you mentioned, hey, where are the Avengers? Hey, where's the Fantastic Four isn't an issue right now.
They're coming where back are the in characters? August.
All right. Where are the characters who aren't just the street level vigilantes in, you know, Red Hook?
So who are the mid level? I mean, so you've got Daredevil and Luke Cage and Jessica Jones, and all those characters are street level, and you've got Avengers who are like the super mega level. Who are those that are in the middle?
Spider-Man, I believe, is a mid level character most of the time. I think the champions. You know, that your Ms. Marvels, your Novas.
She's always in so you're like Kamala Khan, Ms. Marvel.
Right.
Okay. It's interesting Marvel, she wasn't in here, but maybe because she's a teenager and they didn't want to put her in that line of fire.
The champions are off having their own adventure involving Vision.
Because isn't America Chavez, isn't she in this issue too?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought she was.
No, that's Misty Knight.
Oh, no, I know the difference. I know who Misty Knight is. I thought that in passing, she was one of the ones that was in there. I mean, she should have been in this.
She's off at college.
Ah, okay.
In New Jersey. But, yeah, when did the Black Cat become a giant crime lord again? Was that during the Dan Slott Spider-Man stuff?
Black Cat has always been a crime lord. I really don't know.
Don't do that.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay. But Black Cat is one of the crime lords, which I really appreciate. Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that Diamondback is in here because Diamondback, you know, rolled out of the Luke Cage Defenders TV show. Mm-hmm. He was dead for years, by the way. They killed Diamondback. I don't know if you knew that.
Death is not permanent in comic books.
Well, it should be. Could be.
You know what? It would be better than just having, you know, the whole on-panel death of characters. Whatever happened in the good old days where he falls into the river and we searched for hours and we couldn't find his body?
Well, that's a terrible cliche too. I mean,
it's a lot better than, hey, this guy is dead and dead is for real, people. And then 3 years later, hey, remember when we said dead was for real? We lied.
Dead is for real for a while. Death is important. It's just not permanent in the Marvel universe.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to do away with somebody, you know, Wolverine is like, I'm done with this place, bub. And he hops on his motorcycle and he rides off into the sunset. And that's it.
Then he goes off of Dead Man's Curve and they don't find a body, but everybody thinks it's better to just get on with their lives.
Actually, Kitty Pryde jumps on the back of the motorcycle with him and they go riding off into the sunset and suddenly it takes off into the air and starts flying and they turn around and they wave at all the other X-Men down there.
Snickety, 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 snickety.
No, but I think, if you don't want to write a Wolverine book for a while and you want him out, just, I'm done, bub, and he wanders off. He wanders off into the darkness, and then people are like, well, I guess he's not coming back, and they're like, he'll be back one of these days. Let's just move on without him. And then they can go, well, who are we going to, we need a Snickety Snick guy. And they're like, have you met Snickety Snick's girl over here? And then Snickety Snick Girl can go, yeah, and here's my cool sidekick with the Snickety Snicks in the Snickety Snick place. And then everyone's like, whoa, we got 2 Snickety Snicks? And then everyone's like, yeah. And then people are like, why did we even need Wolverine anyway? And they're like, muh. And then 3 years later, Wolverine can come back and say, you guys didn't think I was going to come back, did you? And they're like, who the F are you? That's how you write a story. That is how you write a story.
Yeah.
How is that any different than, oh my gosh, Wolverine is dead. What are we going to do without Wolverine now? Hey, I'm Schnickety Schnick Girl. Oh, hey, how are you? And then 3 years later, Wolverine comes knocking back on the door. Miss me, bub. How is that any different? I don't have a good answer for that
because I'm really confused. I'm frightened, but yeah, I agree with you. I think that the whole, oh, this guy was dead and it turns out he's not anymore.
Of the Inhumans.
Ah, that ain't happening.
It is. It's Death of the Inhumans, issue number one, by Donny Cates and Ariel Olivetti.
They were created by Kirby. They will be back.
Well, what do we just have a conversation about Snickety Snick Girl and her friend Snickety Snick thing with the Snickety Snick
stuff? I'm going to be honest with you. Somebody will have to read it back to me because I only understood about every third word of what
the
you were saying.
The Snicked part?
The Snicked part. Yeah, it was like
Snick, no, but that's
snick,
what I'm
snick.
Saying is the Inhumans should be like, you know what, Earth? We're done with you. And then they fly off.
They've done that. They went to the dark side of the moon.
Why have to do the whole Death of the Inhumans thing?
And they watched The Wizard of Oz.
And it's interesting, Matthew. It's interesting. You know, it's really interesting.
What's interesting?
When 21st Century Fox had the X-Men, and old Ike Perlmutter was all upset because he wasn't getting any of that sweet, sweet X-Men money in the movie theaters, and how suddenly the X-Men disappeared and the Inhumans were pushed to the forefront as this big, huge thing. And everyone's like, oh, man, you guys really did a bad thing. And then suddenly now that Disney is about to close a deal with 21st Century Fox, suddenly the X-Men might be coming back and the Inhumans are now dying.
The Fantastic Four is coming back.
Suddenly. Oh, and now if this deal goes through, Fantastic Four will be part of the Marvel 21st Century Fox Disney deal.
Why are you saying 21st? They're not 21st. Yeah,
they're
20th
are.
Century
no, they
Fox.
Actually are. They changed their name to 21st Century Fox.
That's crap. I don't believe it.
Yeah, but that's what they did.
That's dumb.
Hey, man, they're just trying to keep with the times, right?
No.
What were they before the 20th century?
They didn't exist until the 20th century.
Well, see, now
it's
they're just
like,
trying to keep up with the times.
Magellan
look at all
was,
the other studios
across.
That didn't change their name when the year 2001 rolled in.
Yeah, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer is now Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer 1.
Yeah, see? They added the 1 at the end of it. Wouldn't that be MML01? I don't know.
Well, MGM, actually, I don't think G is a Roman numeral.
No, it's not.
MDM, that I know.
But yeah, hey, the Inhumans are dying. Fantastic Four are coming back. Disney is trying to close a deal with 21st Century Fox. Which
Stop
I believe
21st Century Fox.
Seriously, man, that is their name. I had to look it up because I didn't believe it either. I was like, that is why is everyone saying 21st? I was in your same position as you. But here's the thing, Matthew. I opened my ears and I opened my eyes and I went and looked. And sure enough, 21st Century Fox.
You can just call them Fox. Everybody knows they're Fox.
Yeah. See, that's also another issue, too, because technically 21st Century Fox is also right now part of Fox Network. But when this deal goes through, the Fox Network will be its own thing, and Fox News will be its own thing, not part of this deal, so it becomes even more confusing. So I will continue to call it 21st Century Fox, because that's their name. And I'm sure that for legal reasons, they would prefer that we call it 21st Century Fox, just like you, Matthew, like to be called Matthew.
Okay.
So
this
I
is
think,
not Citizens United. They are a conglomerate.
Isn't Daredevil... Isn't Daredevil also a Fox movie property? Or did that all revert back to...
I can't remember
to,
if that was the Daredevil... Well, the Daredevil did,
oh, they
revert.
Did revert. They did revert back in 2013 back to Marvel.
Yeah, Daredevil and Ghost Rider. But I don't remember if those were Fox or if those were with another
They were,
company.
And now they're back. So there you go.
Okay.
But, Fantastic Four movie rights. Here's the problem. Mm-hmm. People who don't remember. Fantastic Four movie rights are actually owned by some German film company. who were leasing
das
it to
Filmmacher.
I forgot what the actual name of the company is. I wrote an article about it a while ago.
DSM, Das Film Machine.
No, that's not what it is. But so the deal is Disney could either buy that company out and buy the rights back to the Fantastic Four, or they would have to pay a ton of money to this group.
Das and, Film Machine.
No, it's not that. That's not the name.
That is totally
who
the name.
Owns Fantastic Four.
Das Filmmaschinen.
Movie rights. It is a company called Constantine Films. That's what it is. Constantine.
Okay.
That's what it is.
I guess technically it wouldn't be Das Film. It would be Der Filmmaschinen.
Depends.
Yeah, it wouldn't be Das. Das is different.
Yeah.
Das.
So you're talking about one. If you're talking Der about one, if you're talking about one machine. But the thing is,
that is not how this works.
Yes. No. So the thing is, even though we're all excited about 21st Century Fox and the Fantastic Four coming back, does that mean that if you're to read the tea leaves about these new announcements that Disney has acquired the Fantastic Four back? Or does it just mean that, hey, it's been 3 years. Every 3 years, somebody will die. Every month, we will kill somebody every quarter. And then 3 years later, they will resurrect.
I think that it would be both irresponsible and probably silly to speculate on it, which
you
is
can,
why
you can just
literally
say,
everybody
I have no opinion and
is.
I don't care.
I do have an opinion and I do care. I just don't know. And I don't have any way of knowing. And I don't think that they're going to tell us. I don't think that it's going to be a moment where they're like, yeah, this is coming around because of the Fox deal.
You know what I think?
I don't think it's going
to
happen.
You know what would be the best way to do that?
What's that?
Is in Infinity War coming up.
Say, isn't Reed dead?
No, he and Sue are off in another universe making universe love.
That is not true.
Yeah.
And don't ever say that again. That's worse than 21st Century Fox.
Yeah. What? Sue and Reed are married? They can have, you know, love?
Love.
That's how it goes, man.
Exciting and new.
All right, so we've wandered off the topic. Thanks, Matthew.
A little bit. Well, if it helps, in German, the name of this book would be Draufgänger.
Yeah, but see, we're not talking about German comics.
We
books.
Just did. We had an extensive discussion
didn't.
In German.
No, we did not.
Das Filmmaschinen.
That's not the thing. Here's the bottom line, listeners.
Uh-huh.
Daredevil number 600. Really good story. Really good turning point for Matt Murdock and an interesting turning point for the Daredevil. Not a really good issue for a number 600 issue. That's my stand on that.
I would agree. In German, I would say it's nur okay. It is definitely
Don't you mean nicht okay?
No, nicht would be not okay. I believe nur means merely okay. Mm. But here's the thing. This is a good issue in an ongoing saga. And I feel like you are correct. There's nothing here that is anniversary related. And I feel like they stitched on the things at the end to make it a 600 issue. And, you know, as with anything, you remember around 2004, 2005, 2006, we literally had Captain America number 50, followed like 5 issues later by Captain America number 600, followed like 10 issues after that by a Captain America number 1. Marvel's renumbering stunts are ridiculous. So,
I don't know when this one or if it's after this issue that it'll go to the dual numbering.
I don't think they're actually going to do dual numbering. I think that they're saying that, but they're going to do it for a week and forget about it.
Maybe.
I really do because, I mean, this is literally the company who were in the middle of a crossover and decided that the crossover was needed an extra issue so that it could set up the next crossover. And that is why I never finished reading Age of Ultron, because Age of Ultron had no climax. It had a setup for the next crossover. And I don't know. I did not feel like this was an issue that was out of the ordinary. I don't feel like it was anything super special. It wasn't bad. I feel like Soul does really good stuff with these characters. Mm-hmm. It feels like Daredevil number 27. And we read that Daredevil number 1 and had this been 27 and we read 27. Yeah, I think I might actually have liked it better as Daredevil number 27 in an ongoing story by Charles Soule.
Or even number 599.
Yeah. I will say that Garney did a really good job on that first story, and I love the moment where suddenly Spider-Man leaps into the creepy restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, hey, you guys, why are you shooting at me? Why don't you shoot at my friend?
Yeah, yeah.
And then the door busts down and there's Luke Cage.
And he's like, I'm bulletproof.
Yeah,
Jessica Jones is like, I'm standing right next to you, doofus. I like the part where Spider-Man is like, they're talking about how the gangs are going to cut up the city. And Spider-Man's like, you're going to say it, aren't you? Daredevil's like, what? You're going to say it. You're going to, since you're not going to say it, I'm going to say it. You're going to slice it up like a big apple pie because, you know, New York, the big apple. Never mind.
Yeah.
That was good Spider-Man writing.
He tells that terrible joke and everybody just stares.
So which
nobody looks at him.
So, at one point, I do have a couple of other questions. At one point, everyone knew that Daredevil was Matt Murdock, and then suddenly everyone forgot. And I'm sure it isn't through a deal with the devil.
I want to say that Tony Stark somehow erased that knowledge.
Okay.
But I honestly don't remember.
So all of the heroes that he's talking with, he keeps referring to Matt Murdock and Daredevil as two separate people. And so I was even wondering if the people that are talking with one another don't even know who Daredevil is.
At this point, they don't.
Interesting.
And I believe that even Kingpin doesn't remember that Daredevil is, well, he can't because Daredevil is his enemy and Murdock is his lieutenant. But I can't remember how Daredevil got his secret identity.
Yeah,
back.
I just remember he went to California and then he came back and everyone doesn't remember that he's Daredevil.
Okay, wait. Here we go. I'm looking it up.
Okay.
Zebediah Kilgrave, the Purple Man, blah, blah, Kilgrave, Purple Man, hubbadabood.
Oh, so it's Purple Man.
No, the Purple Man has a bunch of illegitimate children called the Purple Children. And the Purple Children have his powers. And using the same psychoprism that Dr. Doom once used to took over the world. You remember when that happened?
Psychoprism? Yeah, sure.
Emperor Doom, 1987-88.
Oh, I remember Emperor Doom.
Doom took over the world using Zebediah Kilgrave to power his psychoprism.
Yeah.
Apparently, the Purple Children used the psychoprism to wipe the memory of Daredevil's secret identity.
Why would they do that?
Not only that, anything you see or hear or learn that tells you who Daredevil is, you will not retain unless Daredevil wants you to. Daredevil does good things. Forget everything else.
Oh, so that's really all he has to say? Because the weird thing would be is like, is it one of those things like in Doctor Who, also Purple Man, David Tennant, but you know, the those gray being guys that you you turn around and you forget that they're there?
The Silence, yeah.
Yeah, is it like that? Are people walking around with marks on their wrist to remind them that Daredevil is there?
I think that unless Daredevil tells someone I'm Daredevil and I want you to know that I'm Daredevil, they're not going to retain that information.
Ah, but they still remember that there's a guy named Daredevil and he wants them to go to a location so that they can beat up the bad guys.
And apparently they still remember that they know and trust Daredevil.
Okay. All right. Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Out next week from Boom Studios, we have a Charles Schulz, Charlie Brown hardcover Peanuts collection. For $15. Mech Cadet U number 8 comes out.
You, Mech Cadet U. I really like that book.
It's a good series. I've been reading it since the very beginning. It's good.
Did you read 7?
I haven't read 7 yet. That's the one that I've still got a pile
seven,
of stuff.
Because 7 throws a wrench in the whole works.
Does it make issue 9 really scared?
Yeah, no, you know, Yoda, when Yoda tells a joke.
987.
Yes. Why 10 afraid of 9 was? 987.
WWE WrestleMania 2018 special number 1 also comes out from Boom Studios. Have you been reading those?
No.
How come? I thought you were big into that stuff.
I'm into wrestling and I'm into comics, but I'm not necessarily a fan of wrestling comics because it's hard to do. And if you watch the wrestling show, like let's say Monday you sat down and you saw Finn Balor and Seth Rollins messing with The Miz and his Miztourage. And then you picked up the comic. The comic is several months behind and the storylines have moved on because the comic is being written based on the, you know, what's going on right now. It'll be out in 2 months. When it comes out 2 months down the line, everything has changed. So at the time that they wrote the comic that you could buy right now, Finn Balor was an evil heel.
And he may not be anymore.
Oh, he's not. He's now a face again.
Oh, okay.
He and his Balor Club.
Or Dark Horse Comics, we have Dr. Star and the Kingdom of Lost Tomorrows, number 2. Also, that what?
Sounds like a generic comic. It's like...
I want to say, and I'm probably wrong on this, I want to say it's part of the Black Hammer universe.
Oh, well, that'd be interesting. I like the Black Hammer universe.
And if you're a fan of Frank Miller, which I know you are, Xerxes, Fall of the House of Darius, number 1, arrives next week. DC Comics has Astro City number 51. When does that series end?
52.
Oh, with issue 52. Interesting. Also a DC.
It's a DC book.
Oh, yeah. Batman number 44. Black Lightning, Cold Dead Hands number 6 of 6. Also, Cyborg number 21. Green Arrow number 39. Harley Quinn number 41. Justice League 42. Shade the Changing Woman number 2. And Superman number 44.
Cool.
Agent 47, Birth of the Hitman number 5 comes out from Dynamite Entertainment. Deja Thor's number 3, Red Sonja number 14. IDW Publishing has Cat and Bat trade paperback. That's $10 there.
Cats and Batson?
Just Cat in Bat.
Demigod
number 1. Goat Getters hardcover number, that's a $49.99 book.
Wow.
Also next week sees the launch of Sonic the Hedgehog, moved from Archie Comics over to IDW Publishing.
With a new number one, or are they continuing the number?
With a new number one. In fact, I'm pretty sure a couple people have written me and said, hey man, I went to go get some back issues of Sonic on Comixology, and Comixology has taken down all back issues of Sonic the Hedgehog off their service.
Wow. Sonic's been going on for like years and years and years.
20 years, I think.
They're like 250 issues deep in this stuff, and I'm like, I don't understand, man.
Yeah, so I don't know.
So who is writing it? Is it Ian Flynn writing it?
I do not know. I don't know. That was an old real Ghostbusters thing.
Duncan?
Ian Flynn is the writer. Tracy Yardley is the artist on this. It comes out next week. And I don't know if this is going to be new continuity, or if it's going to tie into previous stuff, or if this is like, hey, this is all new, and hey, remember the last Sonic game you played? This picks right up where that last video game left off.
I believe that it has to be new continuity, or at least part of it, because there was a lawsuit and a writer named Penders, if I'm not mistaken, who wrote a lot of the continuity of the Sonic comic, sued for possession of his intellectual property. And apparently one part of the possession of the intellectual property of the stories that he wrote.
That may be why it's all off of Comixology then, is because of a lawsuit.
It's entirely possible. Now, again, I don't know the particulars of it, but they had to do a Universal reboot to take out some of the things that they no longer had rights to because Penders had created them and something was weird in their work for hire contract, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, man. Get a lawyer, everybody. That's my advice. Get a lawyer. I have a lawyer.
Yep.
I talk to
my
lawyer
is a duck.
I talk to my own lawyer at least once a month, and we go over things and we get things done. And when someone sends me some stupid lawsuit stuff, I just send it to my lawyer and she's like, don't worry about this. And then sure enough, never have to worry about it again.
Stupid C&Ds.
Well, no, it's not just C&Ds. It's a bunch of stuff. And like suddenly they're like, hey, Mr. Major Spoilers, we sure don't want our stuff to be busted up. You can forget about this. Not saying my lawyer's a mobster, but
sure it's a shame. It's a nice website you got there, Mr. Schleicher. A shame if something was to happen to it.
Yeah,
oh, have you met my lawyer?
Met my lawyer. Oh, we're sorry. Over at Image Comics.
Sorry, Mr. Schleicher.
Image
love
Comics.
You.
Analog number 1, Black Cloud number 8. Gideon Falls number 1 gets a second printing. We read that a couple of weeks ago.
I remember liking that, as I recall.
Yeah, it was all right. I had some problems with the art, but otherwise, it was fine. Good story.
It was like the week after we did The Black Barn.
No, Gideon Falls is The Black Barn.
No. It was one called The Black Barn.
No. Here we go again. It's not.
Here we go again. Here we go
not
again.
Der Filmenschmagen.
It's, first of all, Der Filmmaschine. And it would be Das Filmmaschine, not Der Filmmaschine.
It's Snot Girl, number 10, out next week, as is Spawn 284.
Wait, if it's Snot a Girl, what does that mean?
It's not Snot a Girl. It's just Snot Girl.
Snot Girl. Snot Boy.
Walking Dead 178, Wicked and Divine 35. Marvel Comics has Amazing Spider-Man number 798.
Have you been reading The Wicked and the Divine?
I have not.
Latest
I stopped
Wicked
reading
arc.
It like on issue 12, I believe.
It turned everything on its head, and people who read it are just going, oh, I see what you did there.
Because people lost their head?
Well, yeah. That's how the gods have been dying for 35 issues, is their heads exploded.
Yeah. Hey, you know, there's this Infinity War thing coming out on April 27th.
Mm-hmm.
So next week from Marvel, we have Avengers Shards of Infinity, number one, and not Shards of Infinity.
Steven.
We also have Infinity Countdown Prime, number one. That gets a second printing.
Is that about Optimus?
No.
Till all are one.
I thought there's also True Believers Avengers versus Thanos, number one. I heard some people say Thanos. Which one is it?
Thanos.
Rise of Black Panther, number 4 of 6, and X-Men Gold, number 25. Isn't that the big wedding issue?
That's what I'm understanding.
All right. Well, we'll see who gets married and who doesn't get married and who dies.
I think Shadow Kitten is marrying Molasses.
That's what I heard. I heard it right from Gail Simone's mouth.
That's literally what she said.
That is literally what she said, probably figuratively.
And wait, what?
You can head over to majorspoilers.com and you can check out the complete list of new comic books coming out next week. Next week on Dueling Review.
Dungeons & Dragons Evil at Baldur's Gate, number one. Minsk the Mighty, evil beware. The Baldur's Gate heroes return to the city at last, but their time adventuring in Ravenloft and the frozen northern reaches of the realms has changed them. Each of them must face great trials ahead before they'll be ready to embrace their destiny. A new hero of the people roams the streets of Baldur's Gate, and Minsk feels left behind, despite his own legend. Can he reclaim his place as the city's beloved ranger? Whatever happens, evil is going to get its butt kicked most heinously.
Why are we reading Dungeons & Dragons Evil at Baldur's Gate next week? Because you, our favorite listeners in the world, went over to patreon.com/majorspoilers. You told us what you wanted us to read. How does this work? Simple. Late Sunday, early Monday morning, over at patreon.com/majorspoilers, I will put up a post that says, hey, everybody, here are the books that are coming out in 2 weeks. You guys pick which book we want to read, and then I'll sort through that list and find the one that either has the most votes or at least has one from one of our favorite patrons, and then we will read that in the weeks ahead. So next week we'll be doing Dungeons & Dragons Evil at Baldur's Gate because you, faithful spoilerites, cherished patrons, made it possible. How do you get on this bandwagon? Well, it's simple. You head over to patreon.com/majorspoilers and you sign up. A small contribution is all we're asking. If you got some value out of Schnickety Schnick and a Schnickety Schnick girl, if you found some value in that, then hey, give a little back. It helps keep the show going, it pays for our growing costs, and gives us the motivation to produce more content for you each and every week. I haven't had any food for 24 hours, which is probably why I'm acting this way. But thank you so much for checking out Dueling Review, and we will talk with you next time when you will hear Matthew say,
it's pronounced Anagonye.
This podcast is copyright 2018 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.